This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
All right, so let's dive into a little bit of baseball and go in the rotation.
In the rotation.
Charge. All right, Jenks, we were just talking about deal breakers. There's a deal breaker in betting on this Cardinals and Brewers game for me. This one is off the board at BetMGM right now. The implied odds are probably St. Louis around minus 150, total of 9 runs. And the deal breaker for me is Jack Flaherty. He is a guy making his second start of the season and coming off an injury. And we just don't know what to expect too much from Jack Flaherty, because in his first start, he really struggled with command. Not only was he on a pitch count of 60 pitches, only went 3 innings of work, struck out 3, but walked 2 and hit a batter and gave up 4 runs. So, yes, he is the better pitcher in this matchup because he's going against Chichi Gonzalez, who is kind of been up and down from AAA to the big leagues. Now he's with the Brewers and has a 7.71 ERA. He's not been great this season. So initially you would be like, hey, it's probably the Cardinals. But looking at Jack Flaherty, I still don't know what to expect from Jack Flaherty. And when one of the variables in a game is that questionable, it makes me not want to bet it.
Here's what I would do is I get it, because when Jack Flaherty came back from injury, I thought, I'm not going to bet on him, because you just never know. And sometimes it takes a while, even for healthy pitchers, if they're starting off a season, to find their form. And I think that's where Flaherty is. However, Chichi Gonzalez has really struggled this season, and he gave up 3 runs in 4 innings against the Rays, gave up 3 runs in 3 innings last time out against the Blue Jays. I think Flaherty, just because of his history, will have a better outing than Rodriguez. So if I'm betting this game, I would probably go Cardinals first 5 run line. So that's just a half run. They would need to be leading by 1, just because even if Flaherty struggles, I think Gonzalez will struggle more.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I think I would just flat out, if I was going to bet anything on this game, it would just be Cardinals flat out money line, just because I think they are the better hitting squad. And I do think they will get some runs across against Chichi Gonzalez. But looking again at Jack Flaherty, he's a 10, but we still don't know what to expect from him. And it's reflected in the line that he is a former one of the best pitchers on this staff. He was 4th in the Cy Young voting, I believe. Was it last year or the year before? So he has incredible upside. But still, I think if the Cardinals were at a better price, maybe I would play this, just because the uncertainty, and you still get a good Cardinals team. But I don't know. Jack Flaherty, he's a 10, but has injury concerns. So I am not betting on that one. Let's move on to the White Sox and the Blue Jays, probably one of the premier pitching matchups of the day. Dylan Cease going for White Sox, 5-3 with a 2.91 ERA against Kevin Gausman, who's been a bit up and down this season, 5-6 with a 3.21 ERA. It's Blue Jays minus 135 on the money line, total 9 runs. Jinx, what do we expect from this one?
I like Tigers first 5 money line at plus 105, just because.
White Sox?
Did I say Tigers? White Sox, yes. White Sox first 5 money line plus 105. Gausman has been great on the road this season, but those 3 straight starts that he has lost, Chelsea, ERA closer to 7 than 6, Dylan Cease has been unbelievable, has not allowed an earned run in four straight starts, but he doesn't generally go past the fifth inning. So what I'm betting on here is Cease coming out and having the better start, particularly with how Gosman's been pitching recently. So, yeah, I'll take White Sox first five money lines plus 105.
I'm debating on whether I should take a first five under or over, because this is a pretty high total for two pitchers who have pretty good upside. But 4.5, I don't know, because Dylan Cease, as many guys as he strikes out, he gives up runs. And this is a Blue Jays lineup that certainly can tear the cover off the ball at times, and they make a living off the long ball. So I think I would lean towards the first five over maybe. Do you think there's more value in a full game over just because these bullpens both have been a little questionable?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yes, but here's the sabotage factor there, is you like to say, is that Gosman has been great on the road where his ERA is under 2, and he certainly has the stuff to have a good outing. And Dylan Cease is a guy, well, he won't go past the fifth or sixth tops. I think there is, but these guys could come out and, you know, all of a sudden we see two or three runs, and then you're going to need what? You're going to need six, seven runs in the last four or five innings. I don't know. That's a tough one for me. I feel more comfortable betting on one side than I do a total here, because this could go either way based on the bullpens.
This is why it's tough to bet on these matchups with two top name pitchers that have this high potential, because you're not getting a ton of value just because, you know, there is that potential for both of these guys to go six inning shutout and have a ton of strikeouts. But at the same time, you know, they've had their games where they've given up runs. So I think these type of games are the ones that I stay away from the most, just because, you know, if they go out there and deal, you're not that surprised. And then you look stupid because you need eight runs and it's the eighth inning. So you're right. It is a tough matchup to bet on. Let's move on to the Yankees and the Rays. Speaking of good pitchers, Nestor Cortez, 6-2 for the Yankees starting today and has a 1.94 ERA. I'm not sure if Tampa Bay has named a starter yet, so this line is still a little up in the air. But the Yankees have been red hot over their last, 17 games or something. They just hit their 50th win of the season against Tampa Bay last night and against one of the best pitchers in all of baseball, against Shane McClanahan. So they've got one of the aces, I say, because it seems like the Yankees have multiple aces this year. Jinx, how do we feel about this game? Because it's hard to delve into it too much just because we don't have a line.
I guess you have to go Yankees run line, which I know is such a square play. But the Rays have lost 8 of 10. They're not hitting the ball. So if you can get Yankees, sometimes there is value on the run line. And I know it's not maybe the smartest play, especially when you're talking about Yankees, Dodgers, teams that, you know, people just pile in the money on the run line. But here, you've got arguably the best pitcher in baseball against a team that can't hit right now. I don't know, unless the Rays come up with some starter that I'm not thinking of, I think Yankees run line is the play.
Yeah, I think I would go that way too, just because we also mentioned the defense being a problem for the Rays. And when you're playing a good team, you can't give up anything. And the Rays have some of the best or the worst defense in all of baseball right now. They've given up multiple unearned runs, even when they have good starters going. So the fact that we have, you know, a question mark at starting pitching for the Rays, maybe they go with an opener here. Maybe it's somebody who just comes and throws a couple of innings. We're not completely sure. Yeah. But I will say Nestor Cortes has already had I'm trying to think of the word, because we talked about this last time. He was doing so well, and he was due for a little bit of regression. He's already had that one, so yeah. I think it's a good one for Nestor Cortes here.
Oh, that's a good point. Every pitcher, no matter how great you are, Justin Verlander's had it, Nestor Cortes has had it, Garrett Cole's had it. You just have an outing where you just have some negative regression and you just don't perform like the pitcher that everyone knows you are. It happens to the best of the best. So I think that's a really good point when you're talking about him. He's already had that one outing where he gets roughed up a little bit, and now he's in a position against a team that isn't hitting well to come out and be that pitcher that he's been for most of the season. So I think that's exactly right.
Right, and then if you like strikeout props, Nestor Cortes in a good spot today as the Rays are striking out almost 25% of the time. And remember, Garrett Cole struck out how many? Like 12 last night and was carrying a no-hitter into the seventh. So this Tampa Bay lineup is a bit cold. Not great when you're facing nasty Nestor of the Yankees.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.